Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, we're back. Hi, yes, thank the Most High indeed that we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Enem Yab, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High. Very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High. Every ear that he brings near. And I thank you all again for listening. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed he has told me that I have for his cause and his purpose some very, very, very important things for him, for the cause of his people that I must do. He told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would accrue indeed some very powerful, yes, some very powerful friends, as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me. But I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. Truth of the matter is this, and it must be discerned by all men. The only offering the Most High will accept to this world, I repeat, the only offering that the Most High will accept to this world is peace. The only offering the Most High will accept to this world is peace, my brothers and sisters, according to all that is His conscience, all that pleases Him, all that He ordained. Discerning this truth, I said discerning this truth, the fact of the matter, without question, then, is this, my brothers and sisters, for those who are ready to receive it, there's no reason, my brothers and sisters, I pray that you will understand me. Before the Most High, who desires to see only peace in this earth, who did not create this world, we run after the vain contentions of a multitude of diverse rulers, more concerned with their pulpits and thrones than reconciliation of a people, more concerned with their pulpits and thrones than the hope of peace. There's no reason, my brothers and sisters, to preserve, there's no reason to preserve a world without peace, so is there no reason for the Most High to preserve a multitude of rulers. My brothers and sisters, there's no reason for the Most High to preserve what have become the diverse, the corrupt, indiscriminate, partial, and polluted doctrines of men that by no means, my brothers and sisters, are the truth or the gospel from above. What have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the gospel is not the very testimony of the nations. The gospel of the kingdom of Yah is not the very testimony of the many rulers who have divided this earth to control the minds and hearts of men. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is not the testimony of the false prophets who cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to perform or see appeased all that is divine will. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is a word from above, untainted, untampered with, pure after all the Most High from the beginning decreed must be the eventuality in this earth. It is called the gospel of peace, my brothers and sisters. There's a reason why it is called the gospel of peace. Because, quite frankly, it is the diverse rulers of this world who have stood against the Prince of Peace. And to stand against the Prince of Peace, my brothers and sisters, men have stood against, wittingly or otherwise, have stood against the testimony of righteousness. There's a truth, my brothers and sisters, that is spoken of in scriptures again and again, from Genesis to Revelation, that quite frankly, the rulers of this earth were prophesied in advance that they would not speak of it. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that the truth of the matter is the rulers would not tell you these things because for you to know them is to realize who indeed have been the sons and daughters of darkness. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. It's time we awaken to the truth. Because the only offering the Most High will accept, peace, restored to mankind after His conscience, we must realize then that there's no reason to preserve this present Babylon, whose rulers have forgotten the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. Who have forgotten, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah will come. The hand of the Most High, strong in battle for a people who have clean hands and a pure heart, pure discretion, concerning the will of Yah, who will not lift up their souls unto vanity, any fallen standard, who will not swear deceitfully. Hear me, men, as I've said before many times, have indeed, without question, sworn by the name of the Most High, but Isaiah 48 says, but not in truth, nor in righteousness, not unto peace. He said, if you kept his word in Isaiah 48, your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. My brothers and sisters, men have sworn by the name of the Most High, not understanding what it means when it says you should not take his name in vain. You should not swear by his name falsely. The scripture is actually saying, my brothers and sisters, if you call upon his name, you must seek all his will. That is the obligation. His very name means that he is all that he is. But he who conforms himself to call upon the name of the Most High, not to seek all his will, has not sworn himself unto peace, but to be a perpetual curse. Messiah said in his name, go forth and teach all nations everything. Make disciples of all nations according to everything he declared, according to the power, the principles of the kingdom on high, the principles that the Most High had given, graced, commanded unto him. And he says these words, his testimony, if we will understand it rightly, is the testimony that we're bringing in to this blasphemously irreverent, unjust, and confused age. Polytheism, the massive contentions that are common to this world in these times of darkness, should not persist. And as it is written, every eye shall see the glory, the light of the One Most High. Even my brothers and sisters, that all who have believed and taught otherwise, so surely in all things that they have spoken upon faulty foundation, be ashamed. There are those, I heard earlier on Blog Talk, somebody who says that dare to say that nobody knows everything. Well, the truth of the matter is that the prophecies tell us that Messiah will come saying himself, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching that I have not turned back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. Who will understand Isaiah 51-5? And he talks about one who is given an exceeding testimony, asking the question in 51-5, why when I came was there no man? When I spoke was there none to answer? Had none heard this exceeding word that they should abide in it? Think about Isaiah 51-5. Read it and understand it closely. Have men been taught somehow that because most have forgotten the greater truths, Most High too has forgotten, but he has grown weary and forgetful? Do we forget the scriptures speak of him? Though men have grown weary, even young men, have stumbled, Yah does not forget, neither is he weary. It is he who grants again strength. And he said he would send a righteous one, saying, keep silence before me, O you isles. Let my people renew their strength. Let them discern those things which long ago have been forgotten due to the treachery of the kings and the false priests of this earth, who were never concerned with peace, because the peace that he decreed is not according to the varied ideals of many pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, presidents, who seek to defend the lands that they have stolen, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah. For the truth of the matter, I'll tell you what Most High one told me one morning. Upon awakening, he spoke to me these words: no one has a right to rule but by him. Does that mean that the present rulers rule by his authority? Absolutely not. What it means that the rulers have dealt treacherously against all mankind, and that they have compelled many to believe that their standards were viable, while in fact, in their partialities, they've been treacherous under the damnations of the souls of men since the dawn of human fall. Whoever will not abide to seek the Most High, that all may remember without preconceived notion or obstacle. But the Most High declared from the beginning, because believe all the nations and rulers are obstacles if they wouldn't teach the whole truth. Whoever does not desire or conform, that men should discern fully what the Most High declared from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, is an obstacle. So we must understand what the scripture is actually saying. What does it say in Yohanan 4:25? Woman at the well, Samaritan woman at the well, said these words: we know that when the Messiah, the anointed one, has come, the one after the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, has come, he will what? He will teach us everything. But we know, according to the scriptures, that yes, indeed, Messiah comes to teach indeed all that is required. Men might be called steadfast unto the millennial reign, kingdom that is the millennial reign that is to come. But have they told you that the millennial reign, brothers and sisters, is the time when Messiah himself shall, for the sake of all that is glorious before Yah, shall continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Yah, all nations might be updated, preparing for that great day, when indeed the Son shall give the kingdom over to the Father, and indeed the Father himself shall be supreme all in all. Year to year, the prophecies speak of Messiah himself, teaching the greater and greater dimensions of truth the Most High reveals, that all nations must come to be updated, lest they bear the curse. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, as Yohanan 4:25, the woman at the well, even the Samaritan woman knew that the Messiah has come. And when he comes, he will come to declare, even to teach us all things. Now, I heard someone on Blog Talk earlier say, nobody knows all, he knows everything. There are, without question, some things that only the Father knows alone. But Messiah is sent that men might be confirmed, steadfast, to see if they will follow or prepare to follow him reasonably, with reason, after all that he teaches, that they may follow the Lamb. Yes, him who is humble before the Most High unto the greater realization of his will. Wherever he leads. Only these, as the Most High say he would confirm, where they would be preserved. Because the Most High has promised peace, meaning that just as this world has no reason to exist, lest it can bring forth peace unto Yah, so is no soul which is not prepared to conform to what the Most High has called peace, worthy to survive the coming day of judgment. Isaiah, 59th chapter, said Isaiah, 59th chapter, speaks about mankind in this day, saying the way of peace men have known not. Did you hear me? Says the way of peace men have known not, and that salvation has been because of this far from us. It relates, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High shall offer men the great, very much so precious gift of peace, even the precious gift of Messiah himself. And it says, when he comes to reveal that exceeding light, the nations that will not conform to this peace, this light, shall perish. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that is it that the nations have heard from the masses the way of peace? Or did they, or would they have you to believe that there's peace after the ways of a multitude of lawless kings? My brothers and sisters, it's time to know far better. It's the reason why the scripture speaks of him who is called the Prince of Peace. Unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue swear allegiance. It's the reason, my brothers and sisters, why it is written, come, let us reason together, though your sins' offenses be like scarlet. It's white like wool. So if you hearken, you eat of the good of the land. But if not, I will deliver you to the sword, for the mouth of the Most High has spoken it. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that everything written in Scripture is ultimately unto one hope, peace, conformant to the will and the mind of the one Most High. If they didn't tell you that, my brothers and sisters, if they didn't tell you that, they never taught you the gospel. But the truth is that Yah so loved the world that he gave it a counselor, a savior, a prince of peace. Understand, by what shall the world be saved? By what shall it be preserved? But it should be conformed unto peace. That whosoever believes in him, or may conform finally to believe in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. But the scriptures tell us well that those who are not conformed to believe are already condemned for not having believed or been prepared to believe the testimony that bears the very name of the living Yah. Who, my brothers and sisters, was prepared and was taught to prepare for this? Think about it. The Roman Empire never taught it rightly. They told folks that the papacy, as a substitute, oh boy, heaven help us, a lawless substitute for the Son of Yah, was viable unto the peace of a holy kingdom. For all its polytheism, for all its preservation of the unrighteousness of this world, they taught men that they could get prepared for a holy kingdom after lawlessness rather than lawfulness, saying that men could prepare for a holy kingdom, even among all the nations, that they can prepare for a holy kingdom by putting away divine law and preserving the diverse misadministrations of man. After Rome murdered millions to silence those who knew that peace comes only after an absolute, they did not cease to murder. Let those times be shortened to all who knew the truth or would speak it, were slain or compromised. But who, my brothers and sisters, today is willing to understand these scriptures in Matthew 24:16-26? Who's prepared to understand these scriptures? Especially since the scripture says, from that time forth, after such strong delusion and false precedents ruling right there in the temples, right there in the midst of the churches. Scripture says that time would rule after a subsequent reign arise of false prophets. And the scripture says that nothing would bring that larceny to an end. Men believing that an offering in lawlessness is acceptable until the time of Messiah's appearing himself. Isaiah 56 says, all the leaders, all the shepherds, to the very last one, has become a treacherous man. Isaiah 56, 9 through 57, 1. None discerning that it's only a righteous man who escapes the wrath that is to come. What then of the unrighteous? What about those who don't seek the whole truth? They tell you the real meaning of these scriptures, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, there's no reason to preserve the diverse testimonies of men. The book of Galatians said, if any man preaches any other gospel, let him be accursed. If any man preaches any other collective word, as if it were whole unto peace, let him be accursed. It said, if righteousness or peace comes by means of the very miscreant false law of men, that men call the law or call it authority. The Messiah came and gave his life to prove foolish the wisdom of the wise in vain. Because understand, at that time, Rome was under a priesthood appointed. But let's put it like this, that Israel was under a priesthood appointed by Rome. Rome came in and slaughtered all the priests some few decades before the birth of Messiah, established a priesthood after Roman ideals and said they had no king but Caesar. It was Pilate who said that the offense of Messiah is that he said he was king of the Jews, when Rome fashioned Caesar as their king. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, Most High proved foolish the wisdom of the wise when at the condemnation of the leaders who sentenced the Son of Peace to death, the Most High raised him up. Most High proved foolish the wisdom of those that men had called wise, that men should seek after him. Who shall believe, my brothers and sisters, the testimony, the exceeding testimony that does not come from men, which is why the Most High sent the Comforter, his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that revealed the testimony beyond the misconceits of man, proves foolish the wisdom of the wise. Even, my brothers and sisters, who is prepared to believe the testimony of him whom the Most High was anointed to bring forth in the world the truth of what is justice, it says in Isaiah 43:41. That righteous one that he calls his anointed in Isaiah 45. And the scripture says, the king shall be as death before his sword, before his word. Drivel stubble before his bow. The accuracy, the precision of his words, his conscience. Who will understand it in his time? It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, that if men fail to believe, the Messiah comes with a consummate testimony unto peace. What shall men then be confirmed to believe? Conform to believe that a partial testimony is still the gospel. Scripture says, now that faith, how about peace? The opportunity toward peace with Yah, discerning all that is his will, is come. After the spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. It says there's no need. We have no need for these, wanton, lawless schoolmasters, pastors, priests, and rabbis. Who in their diversitudes, debates and doubts were against the peace. Scripture says those who would believe, however, would trust in him who comes to reveal all things. He says you are the sons of Abraham, according to the promise of him who teaches beyond all the elementary principles of this world. Who is ready to understand the reality of what these scriptures mean? For if the Most High were not willing, did you hear me? If the Most High were not willing to send the Prince of Peace to save it from itself, to save it from the multitude of rulers that have beguiled it, Brothers and sisters, what scripture say in Malachi? How about Malachi 4:4? Remember the law. How about the peace? The rule of peace the Most High gave his servant Moshe at Mount Horeb with all the statutes and judgments. Well, the scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, there must be restored to the minds, the heart, the conviction, the zeal of the ancient Hebrew fathers to their children. The world is smitten with a curse. He must restore, then, my brothers and sisters, bring to remembrance knowledge of the truth before can come the great and awesome day of peace that the Most High has promised. Who, my brothers and sisters, today is willing to understand? For without question, oaths made in vain, my brothers and sisters, to believe that oaths made unto partialities or to the promise of rest and peace is an insane thing. Yah does not confirm viable anyone or anything as a vessel of his testimony. Whoever it is who will not confirm all things which he has and by his promise shall reveal. Isaiah 42 talks about Messiah coming to and speak of concerning all things that were prophesied before, and that he comes to reveal also new things. And men had not heard. Who is prepared, my brothers and sisters, to follow him? For there is no other through whom this wisdom unto the earth shall flow. I can tell you now, the gospel of peace is not a blind man's testimony. Scripture talks about the gospel of peace and says it comes. Messiah even comes to preach it because the rulers of the people have caused them to howl to err, caused them to quarrel, to remain constantly contentious, because the people have not discerned indeed what is his voice beyond all the nations. How beautiful upon the mountains, over all the nations, the feet, the dominion. Then we'll come to publish peace, good tidings. Whole word publishes peace. Says, Ayah reign, for Ayah shall, Ayah, in fact, reigns. He is the utmost ruler. For when scripture says, how beautiful are the feet, it means, my brother says, how beautiful it should be the day the Most High should put to all the rulers and all nations under his feet, and after one king, as it was always intended to be, there shall be peace. Remember, my brothers and sisters, there's no need to preserve Babylon. There's no need to preserve a world contentious after a multitude of partial standards and lies. Therefore, the Most High said, since he has promised peace, that the day of judgment will eradicate. None shall be preserved to survive the day of judgment. For those whom my brothers and sisters desire and prove themselves reasonable, beyond all predisposed, all predisposition and preconditioned notions, are ready to follow one king. For that alone is what the Most High calls conversion. Scripture talks about in Revelation 7, the one called the angel from the rising sun, another way of saying translated king of the east. Yes, the Prince of Peace. One who comes suddenly like the rising sun to reveal the light the world would obscure, to prove that so much the men called the light of peace was only another work of the varying sons of darkness, who hid the truth from mankind. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, there is a testimony without question. A testimony which Rome murdered millions to silence. If man be without, he's still in bondage to the sons of darkness. For knowing this testimony, men know to seek a testimony greater than all the rules of this earth. Without this testimony, men have believed only the lies that these false rulers have preached. Who shall be sealed, my brothers and sisters? who shall be sealed and confirmed true unto Yah beyond all preconceived notion, because this world is worshiping a false concept of a savior, a robber, and a devil. At the conceits of men, keep men subject to all manner of diverse rulership, not true to the will of one. Devils, my brothers and sisters, servants of hell, having no zeal for all that pleases the Most High, having no zeal for what's necessary unto peace. This deviation, this insensitive, inconsiderate, indiscriminate vanity that has been the misrule of the rulers is not after the unction of the Holy Spirit, and the only one who can believe that it is after one spirit that all these diverse rules have come to pass cannot be a disciple under Yah, but is in fact gullible after every lie of an adversary. So who shall be sealed then, my brothers and sisters, is they who overcome the false zeal of the rulers, who prove genuine desire for the full performing of all that pleases Yah beyond every man of worldly predisposition, preconceived notion, that in worldliness men have sought to preserve. Messiah himself said, I made no request for the worldly. Made no request for those who would stand against this peace. Made no request only for those who would accept the word of peace that he gives. He said, I made no request for those who would preserve the contentiousness of those who maintain strife and division in this world. Because the scriptures tell us well, 1 Corinthians, we need to read it, 1:3-4. If we still yet seek to preserve in any way, or we see among us strife and divisions, it's because we still yet function after carnality, worldliness, after which the Most High cannot be pleased. If any man consider himself wise after this world in defilement against the temple, defilement of the testimony, realize that Yah will destroy him. If any man considers himself wise after the vicissitudes of this world, he said, let him consider himself a fool, far from the truth of Yah. He might awaken and become wise. The apostle Shaul, even he did not exalt or compel people to exalt anything less than a perfect testimony. He said, I know nothing of which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. He says, my judge is the Lord. Therefore, he said, it's nothing that he is judged by any man's or human court. He said, for he does not judge himself. See, therefore, let no man consider himself so wise before the time. When Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things men have not considered, exposing those who have hid the truth in the darkness. And then at that time shall every man know how to praise and honor. Yeah. I mean, beyond all these variant denominations, deceptions rather than perceptions. Or what is the greater fruition of his will. Oh, my brothers and sisters, who shall be concealed and who shall be confirmed? Revelation 9:4 said, only those who have been confirmed with the name of the Most High, found true to all the testimony of the Most High, will be preserved against the day of wrath. The wrath of Yah, my brothers and sisters, fall upon all those who resist the gospel of peace. Who's ready to understand who that one is called the angel from the rising sun, who has the testimony and the seal of the living Yah? He says, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we seal the servants of Yah upon their brows. Why is that, my brothers and sisters? Those who are confirmed true to his testimony, the wrath of Yah shall pass over. But those, my brothers and sisters, who have not been found true to this testimony, the wrath of Yah reigns and remains upon them. See, he who believes in the Son has life. Yohanan 3:35-36. He who believes in the Son has life. He who does not believe in the Son, that obey the Son, does not have life. He said the wrath of Yah remains upon them. Who's ready to understand? It is he who accepts his testimony. It is confirmed with a seal that he is true unto Yah. No one be confirmed in eternal peace, but they who show themselves reasonable enough and upon firm foundation enough that they would collectively seek what pleases Yah first under the preservation of his gift of peace eternal. Who's ready to understand? Who's ready to discern? As much as man has had zealous desire for retribution in the earth, I said, as much as man has had zealous desire for retribution in the earth, supposedly against all manner of justice, man must accomplish or see accomplished in the earth divine will, divine peace, must also have a great desire first for what is equitable unto forgiveness. What's scripture saying? You will not forgive your brother. Your heavenly Father will not forgive you. But realize, my brothers and sisters, forgiveness does not come until a man whose heart is converted, except that which is appeased is Yah. I got a bit of scripture tonight I'd like to give a bit of look at. And it might sound quite shocking to many of you. But I'll tell you now, the scripture says, whatever you ask in my name, I will give it. Whatever you ask in my name. What if I told you that scripture was to a people who were to be a light to the world? It was a matter of him saying that whoever asked for the counsel of the Most High necessary unto peace, in the name of peace, my brothers and sisters, that counsel would be granted unto them. We live in a world. The people have seen this from a very materialistic state. Did I not say to you before, my brothers and sisters, that the only offering the Most High will accept is peace after his conscience? What then is the grace and the gift of Yah? The gift of discerning, my brothers and sisters. How man can be conformed as an offering. Mankind can be conformed as an offering that the Most High will accept. I'm going to talk about that tonight. As a people, it's our mutual duty. As we, people, are bowed into the holy name, that we each seek Yah beyond, far beyond ourselves. Messiah will not judge what his eyes see or what his ears hear, meaning he judged after a greater spirit. After a greater sense of conscience. Let's learn to pray the reverent prayer for the cause of Yah, unto our mutual healing of the people, made honorable unto his name and glory. For having trusted as self-righteous, trusted after self-righteous misopinions and hasty conclusions, wrought in a considerable fact, we may all be guilty of some form of lack of conscience, lack of knowledge, some form of injustice. We forget that we are all in need of divine forgiveness. In other words, what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, we're told first command, you have no other God, no other conscience but his. What is true to him, to walk after any other conscience, my brothers and sisters, is defiance. It is offense against the peace. It is transgression. It is sin. It is to set our soul subject to a curse. So we have a mutual duty. To love, seek the Most High with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. Nothing of ourselves being an obstacle. That we indeed show love to our light, a way of wisdom to our brothers. In this eternal covenant alone is the Most High pleased. Again, he says, you will not forgive your brother. Or seek to discern what is repentance. Pleasing unto Yah. And there might be forgiven. Rather than left forsaken. See, if we don't seek that absolute truth, the Heavenly Father will not forgive us. Powerful words for those who understand what it really means when he said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Peace! Who will understand it? For thine is the power. And the glory. Honor. Forever. our Father, let it be. If all would revere the will of one, seeking all that is his will, my brothers and sisters, there can only be peace. And the scripture right after that says, if we will not forgive our brothers, Heavenly Father will not forgive us. We must all seek the word, after which a people might be one. That is a covenant in which the Most High will find the soul of a man acceptable. But the rulers of this earth sought to hide that greater truth. Not even sought to compel men to seek that greater truth. My brothers and sisters, whoever would cause a man not to seek all that is the peace contained in the law and the prophets, scripture already says is guilty even under hellfire. Whoever will be bewitched and beguiled not to seek the peace is contained in the law of the prophets, 5:14 to 24 Matthew. It says, shall not enter the peace that is the kingdom of Yah. Hebrews 3rd to 4th, complementary to Psalms 95. So the people that will not know the way of peace will not enter into his rest, his peace, my brothers and sisters. For his word, the consummate nature of his word unto peace, like a sharp two-edged sword will discern the thoughts and intents of every heart. The selfishly ambitious soul will not understand this. How many of my brothers and sisters are prepared to discern reality? He will not have in his kingdom, my brothers and sisters, people pronated after their own designs and zeal to forget him. Scripture says Israel has had a great zeal for Yah. What is down there really means not for full discretion. And a lack of desire for full discretion, my brothers and sisters, is why our people have not yet been saved and delivered beyond all the contentions of the nations. Has not been delivered beyond the misconceits of those who many times have the scriptures in hand. Have not sought them by faith. Have not sought them under the foundation the Most High gives from above. This has not been submission unto the righteousness of Yah. And many have called upon the name of the Most High, forgetting that it's only they whom then Yah has called who shall know the peace and deliverance of a kingdom. Because truthfully, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the confusion and contentions and debates and doubts of this world, the misrepresentations, denominations, and nations of this world, no one, my brothers and sisters, can truly believe and all things be conformant unto Yah, to believe, trust, and love him. Lest the Most High first reveal himself. The scripture says, how beautiful upon the mountains in Romans 10 is the feet of him who publishes glad tidings and publishes peace. It is because Messiah wants all men to know his testimony. Yes, my brothers and sisters, know his message, the gospel of peace, that is the utterance of his voice. Read Isaiah 52. And understand that in this shall his people be conformed to flee the midst of this Babylon. How about the confusion, my brothers and sisters, of all the rulers who have led the people to quarrel? Man contentious against man. Potsherds arguing against other potsherds, broken pots. Worthless dust, my brothers and sisters, that has not been vessels that preserve the will of Yah, forgetting that it is Yah who created all things. Therefore, if man is to have peace, he must ask of Yah concerning what is the hope of peace for his people. How many understand Isaiah 45 that says Messiah must send someone? Did you read who Isaiah 45 is speaking of? Who Yeshua said that he is. And he said, he's the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. The one who bore that title, the King of the East. The scripture says he will, for the cause of the Most High, be a shepherd to the people of the Most High, to rebuild and to build for the Most High, yes, a holy, even a city of peace. Jerusalem upon a firm foundation. And who would do it, my brothers and sisters, not for a price, for he will not be bribed. He is the faithful one, my brothers and sisters, who true to the oath of the name that he bears unto the pleasing pleasure of the Most High, comes indeed to perform all that is divine pleasure. Blessed are they who will understand these things that I have spoken to you concerning. The prophecies, my brothers and sisters, are explicit throughout the scriptures. A rare few have understood them. Article on my website called hiddengospel.com needs to be thoroughly examined. Article called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. Hiddengospel.com. Look at the splash screen for the show. You see hidden.com/early-church-origin. Another article called The Secret City Prophecies. hiddengospel.com/secret-city. Truly, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said that rulers would not speak of. Because for them to speak of it, you would understand that they are Babylon if they don't prepare you for a testimony exceeding their own. A testimony that many of have claimed authority in this world, claim persuasiveness over the people of this world, while they continually neglected this utmost precious testimony. If they will not teach you concerning these things, my brothers and sisters, you need to ask why not. Messiah said that those after his spirit will teach all things, no lie in it. Faithful minister of Yah will teach you all things, it is written. Therefore, if they have not taught you these things and have not pursued the hope of your discerning these things, you need to ask after what spirit it is. I'm telling you now, you need to ask after what spirit it is that they have functioned. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to discern far better. I said there's a need to discern far better than what has been common among the masses. All these things were said long ago, but I dare say to my brothers and sisters, know what it said and not know why it is said is surely to miss the point. I believe I really should seek to give myself a bit more time tonight. Why do I say that? Because there's a lot of things, precepts that I've spoken about that have not yet been voiced, and there are still yet many reasons why these things need to be spoken. In Mark 11:22, you'll read the Messiah cursed a tree that did not bring forth fruit. Remember I said to you that the only offering the Most High will accept is peace, and he does want an offering. I want you to understand what these scriptures are really talking about. 11:20, and in the morning, Mark 11:20, in the morning as they passed by, they saw a fig tree dried up from the roots. And earlier, Messiah had passed by this tree and saw no fruit upon it. And as he hungered, he cursed that tree. He said, and Kepha, calling in remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree without curses is withered away. Yeshua answered, said unto him, have faith in Yah. What was he really saying? For verily I say unto you, that whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever, whatsoever he saith. Scripture talks about those who offer offenses in this world, who stand against the hope of peace. Scripture talks about a great nation like a mountain, like it would be like a rock cast into the sea that it should sink and never again arise. Discern what the scripture is speaking about Babylon have to say. Though there be many contentions among men, many obstacles against peace, What did Messiah say? That whoever would gather in his name? How about for the name of peace? That counsel will be granted unto him. Let me show you how the scriptures speak about this again and again. Mark 11:23. Verily I say to you, whoever says this mountain, this obstacle against peace, needing a counsel, it shall help a world to conform to what is right. Be thou removed, thou shalt be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt his heart. Shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatever he says. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised peace, but I want you to understand what was read, what was said here. Therefore I say to you, whatsoever you desire, how about in the name of peace, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Help is necessary, my brothers and sisters, to perform the task that brings forth peace in this world. And when you should stand praying, forgive. But if you ought have aught against any, in other words, you have something of which you contend or feel offended, or feel that you have been offended by any, forgive, that your Father which is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. But if you not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. What is this saying, my brothers and sisters? The Messiah comes to offer to the world the counsel. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the counsel of peace. Here, Matthew, Micah 6 and 9. Let's see what these scriptures are saying. And I'll just tell you in the book of Yohanan, which we can go to shortly. Scriptures talk about whatever you are saying. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The man comes to the Father. Hey, you can't come to the Father with a contentious heart, upholding anything contentious against his will, but by him. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the door. And he said, whatever you ask in his name, he will do it. Even he petitioned the Father to send you the Comforter, that which teaches humanity the way of peace, the Spirit of Peace. He said, his peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. How about keep the law, the order that brings forth peace? And he said he revealed himself. How about the way of peace? For no one enters this kingdom of Yah that will not know what is necessary, after which all must be conformed, that peace should remain. There are many of my brothers and sisters who would call themselves viable after just a bit of piece of the truth, not seeking the whole truth, and considering after faulty foundation that they are firm, confirmed, stable enough that regardless of the height, depth, and breadth of all the Messiah shall reveal, they say that they are ready to conform. Remember, the Most High promises peace. He wants peace, my brothers and sisters. He wants the remembrance of peace in his Shabbats and his feasts. He wants the testimony of truth remembered. Anyone who would desire otherwise, my brothers and sisters, is the son of hell. It's time we understand what these scriptures mean. It says, you say in this manner you should pray. Praying for the peace of our people. Our Father, which art in heaven, the Most High, hallowed. How about even unto holiness and peace be your name? Thy kingdom, peace, let it come. Let his will, peace, be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us what we need, that our spirits might be conformed to the will of one. Forgive us of our offenses as we forgive those who have offended us. Desirous, our brothers and sisters, that we discern mutually the way of peace and be led as one. Beyond all the provocations of this world, let us be delivered from every fallen standard after which men have become self-righteous, not to know the covenant way of peace. For thine is the kingdom. How about the way of peace? The only way of peace. The dominion. the way after which my brothers and sisters, all nations, shall be put under the feet of one. That is power. That is what is honorable forever. You notice the scripture spoke closed, this which was called the Lord's Prayer. Remember what he said in Yohanan 17? Make no request, for the worldly. Make no request for those who would maintain a multitude of worldly diverse standards, but those who will accept his word. You say, if you forgive men that trespass, that means seek what is righteous. I didn't say come indiscriminate, just saying, okay, it's okay, whatever you do. No. But seek what is peace before Yah. Seek what is true and conforming to him, that you might bless your brother as a light to the world. But if you don't seek that peace, you remain a victim and a victimizer. And after such as this, my brothers and sisters, men are forsaken and not healed. So you not seek, my brothers and sisters, what's necessary for the mutual peace of this world. And this is the prayer. What did Messiah say? That I be with them and they with us. I'm up with brothers and sisters that all walk after one peace. If this is not the petition, we need to ask ourselves whose children we have been. Much indeed, without question, my brothers and sisters, it needs to be considered. But in the world in which we live, the leaders couldn't tell you that the way of peace is not with a multitude of diverse leaders who have made pacts with one another, preserving the division of this world. Our brothers and sisters, that's not a testimony that they have upheld. What else then have they done but taught the people that a multitude of diverse standards and most I would still be pleased with? That's far from the truth, far from what the Most High calls righteousness. We need to understand. We need to discern. We need to be made true to the reality. Now, if I had time, I'd talk to you more about how the scriptures talk about the servant whom the most, whose master forgave him. He forgave him of his transgressions. When that same one who was forgiven his transgressions, when demanded of one who owed him to be paid in full, and did not, that one did not, he cast him into prison. The scriptures talk about how the one who forgave that one his debts took away his forgiveness. And indeed, without question, was not pleased. Who's willing, my brothers and sisters, to see what the scriptures tell us about what must be our desire for the sake of peace, to please and appease Yah? Who are my brothers and sisters is willing to discern the reality? I'd like to find this real quickly. Really need to look at the entire 18th chapter of Matthew, Matthias. Father, help us. Help us indeed, Father. The people need you. Oh, heaven, help us. Do they ever need you? Let's look at 18th chapter of Matthew. It's probably a very consummate, I would consider it somewhat consummate testimony to relate my point. There's many more like it. Matthew 18. What does it say? The same time Yeshua came to the disciples, at the same time came the disciples unto Yeshua. So who are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who are the greatest? Yeshua said, Yeshua then called a little child to him and set him in the midst of them. Verily I say to you, except you be converted, come as a little child. Desires to understand the way, the world around them. In this case, the way of a masterful teacher. So let you come as a little child, willing to learn. You should not enter the kingdom of heaven. If you seek to preserve offenses, and it is an offense to seek to exalt a lesser testimony after what he calls strange gods, another deity, another conscience, misopinion, misadministration. He said, whoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same as the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Oh, man, my brothers and sisters, man was created with a powerful set of godlike attributes. Great is the power, my brothers and sisters, of one of a man's zeal. Scripture said Israel, like I said before, Israel had a great zeal for Yah, but not after full discretion. My brothers and sisters, zeal is a powerful thing unto you, either create or either unto creation or unto destruction. Unto the hope of peace or mass chaos. The zeal of man must be disciplined. Scripture says, carnal mind will not understand the law of Yah. What it is to be disciplined after his perfect will. But those who will seek discipline will trust the Most High to cry out, Abba, Bone, Father, our Father, in great zeal, and even for full discretion. And after that greatness of zeal, my brothers and sisters, is a great praise to the Most High brought forth, a fruit, an offering acceptable unto him. The Scripture tells us well, the whole creation awaits the manifestation of the sons of Yah, who understand what this is about. How great then, my brothers and sisters, the offering of a soul that will devote itself fully to all the Most High with which the Most High should be pleased. Must transcend all reprobate undisciplined mindedness, that our zeal, our love, is rejected for the will of one. So, for how else, my brothers and sisters, shall we know peace? Or we can, let's just say, are we satisfied with a world in which there's no safety? He said, 18:5, whoever shall receive one such little child in my name. How about to receive those who are humble to receive the counsel of Yah? Whoever shall receive that one, believing the Messiah comes unto the testimony of the gospel of peace. Is the one who receives him. Who shall offend the cause of these children to offend? Or shall offend, or shall deny and reject those who seek this truth? Who shall offend or reject even one of these little ones who believe in me? It were better for him that a millstone were hung around his neck, he would drown in the depth of the sea. Again, we talk about what the Scripture says, the analogy that Yirmiyahu concerning the Most High gave to Jeremiah concerning the fate of Babylon. You need to understand, we just spoke about this. It's there again. Woe unto the world because of offenses. Yes, they say in this world there will be offenses. There will be those who stand against the peace of Yah, against the law, the order, the peace of Yah, believing that peace shall come according to the imaginings of men, according to their own estimations. For it must needs these the offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Woe to those who, my brothers and sisters, won't seek the whole truth with a whole heart. Purity and completion offers the one choice. You say, wherefore, if thy hand, thy foot offend thee. In other words, if your desire, desire of this world causes you to deny the greater wisdom of Yah in any way, it's better It didn't say actually cut them off, but it said it'd be better for you that you cut yourself off, or let's just say put it this way, deny yourself that selfish zeal. You hear me, my brothers and sisters? Better to walk without that which causes you to continually offend than have your whole body, if you will, cast into the fire. If thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. If because of the lust of the eye you offend, be far better that you convert and ask the Most High to help you see beyond the will of your flesh. And have your whole body cast into hell. What do you think it means, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture talks about hell? Gehenna fire. It was like a place, my brothers and sisters, that whatever was not worthy and was not useful or would be an obstruction to what is good, or disease in the midst, dis-ease in the midst, we cast out. My brothers and sisters, did you understand that the Most High then bringing in to what is an ever is an obstacle against the total consecration of the mind, heart, and soul after the will of one? And there was an admonition. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. In other words, the humble and meek soul that seeks the truth. For I say to you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. How about to restore that which was forgotten? How about to redeem and show again the right way those who have been misled astray? How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth unto the mountains? How about amongst the nations to redeem unto himself, seeking that one which has gone astray? And if it so be that he find it, verily I say to you, he rejoices more of that over that sheep than the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that even one of these little ones should be led astray to perish. Moreover, thy brother should trespass against thee, then go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone first. If he hear not thee, and well, if he hears you, then you will regain, even help to save your brother. But if he will not hear, as the next verse, he will not hear you in the pursuit of peace. Take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be confirmed and established. If he neglect to hear them, tell it to the church, tell it to the congregation. If he neglect to hear the words of many who would seek the truth, then tell it to the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, the body of those who believe and seek Yah, then it be as a heathen man, as a politician. And believe me, brothers and sisters, no one pluralist in his reasoning is true to the will of one. So verily I say to you, of whatever you shall bind on earth, in other words, whatever you shall set free on earth shall be set free unto heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed free unto heaven. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. But there are those who bind themselves. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who prefer to hear the testimony of those who bribe them to follow after the paths of victimization. The testimony of the righteous can only be unto the awakening of a soul. But it's the men, my brothers and sisters, who refuse to hear that word, who bind themselves. And the Most High Well, think about even what the apostle Shaul said, whoever was causing trouble among you, I wish that they were cut off. Because after their missed testimony, you should no longer be persuaded. Look at Galatians 3 and understand. Whoever troubles you. Wow. Most High wants his doors guarded, my brothers and sisters. And I tell you, the word of Yah is indeed living and sharper than two-edged sword. It will tell the thoughts and intents of the heart. Concerning whether men really want peace or not. Concerning whether men have gratitude in the Most High that all who are called Israel might be redeemed. Here it goes in Matthew 18:19. Again, I say to you that if two of you shall agree on earth as regard to anything they shall ask, if you agree, bring sick peace. And they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For two or three are gathered together in my name, true, seeking his will first and foremost. There am I, what? A counselor in the midst of them. Caleb asked, how often should I forgive my brother? My brothers and sisters. I'm looking at this time. 8 minutes and 36 seconds left. Let me move through this quickly. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven, 18 and 23, likened unto a certain king which take account of his servants. When he had begun to reckon, one was brought to him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he, that's great debt, but for as much as he had not to pay his lord, commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children, and all that he had, that payment be made. In other words, sold them out to perform duties unto others. And they brought forth work worth that which he owed. Or let's just say worthy to repay him that was owed. And the servant therefore fell down and worshiped, petitioned him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I'll pay thee all. And the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. The same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him, which has offended him. Let's put it that way. 100 pence, believe me, 10,000 talents, 100 pence. Wow. A dollar? Versus 10,000, what they call here talents? About 100,000. And he said, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe me. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him. Same thing. Same thing that this one had done before one who he owed. Saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not. But he went and cast him into prison, that he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, ashamed. They came and told unto their Lord all that was done. In other words, those who were fellows, if you will, of the one who owed the debt of 10,000 talents to his master. So then his master, after that he had called him, said to him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because you desirest me. In other words, you would desire to repay me. Shouldst not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. Likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if from your hearts will not forgive everyone, his brother, that trespasses. Blessed is they, my brothers and sisters, who will seek the way of the kingdom of Yah for the blessing of his brother. But none such as will not are worthy unto his kingdom. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand truly what the Most High calls the way of righteousness. Rare few have sought to understand it fully. But my brothers and sisters, that we understand it fully is the way of the saints. For this reason, the Holy Spirit is given to teach all things, bring all things to remembrance. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even to bring to remembrance all the Most High intends that this world be conformed to him. Micaiah 21:18, a little bit of time left. Now in the morning as he returned to the city, he hungered. We saw a fig tree on the way. We talked about this. He came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only. He said, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. It was a tree, my brothers and sisters, that was planted in good soil, I will tell you, but brought forth nothing. And presently the fig tree withered away. When the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Yeshua answered and said to them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you should not only do this which is done to this fig tree. Bless that which is blessed, and curse that which is cursed. But you also say to this mountain, any obstacle, be thou removed. Whatever is an obstacle to the peace of my people, should ask to be removed. And it should be like a thing cast into the sea, and it shall be done. He said, all things whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Scripture says when man discerns at the hand of Messiah all those things that he had not considered, that there be peace, because that's the definition of peace, that we seek the pure and perfect will of Yah. He said, if you ask this believing, that there is the hope of transcension beyond every obstacle. Because that is what the Most High promised he would give through his Messiah, setting all that is wicked or lawless under his feet. If you believe, my brothers and sisters, under that hope of peace, transcended all the misrule of the leaders, then should you be counted among the faithful and true that he should choose. For in that day, my brothers and sisters, according to Revelation 19, Messiah comes with a mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, even being called the word of Yah, that with a discipline like a rod of iron, he should smite all the misconceits of the nations that have stood against the way of peace. Who will understand it in this time, my brothers and sisters? For those who understand what I said before, the only offering the Most High will find acceptable unto himself is peace. A people
90 seconds.
After whom, in whom, his law, his peace is written. That for his cause and his peace, they seek all that is righteous. I said, my brothers and sisters, willing to submit themselves to forgive, that peace, indeed, to mutual gratitude, might
60.
Time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. True it is. Truly it is. Who will understand in this time? Looking at my time, not much left. I can only say, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. For those who are willing to receive it, this has been a very, very, I know so, precious and powerful message. So I thank again the Most High for every year that he brings near. And his might and honor, praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you, I do, all, for listening.